Now, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has denounced the European Union's political demands on Israel as, quote, absolutely crazy. In remarks leaked from a closed-door meeting with Eastern and Central European leaders in Budapest, Netanyahu was heard saying that the EU sets conditions for relations with Israel. Brussels has repeatedly condemned Israel's settlement expansions in the occupied West Bank and its crackdown on rights groups. Netanyahu described the EU's criticism of Israel as, quote, an anomaly. He made the remarks on the second day of his visit to Budapest. To discuss that further, we're now joined with Sir Max Egan, who is a radio host and political commentator, and he's joining us live now by Skype now from Los Angeles. Mr. Egan, what do you make of Netanyahu's now leaked comments?
Well, look, this is typical of Benjamin Netanyahu, of the Israeli government in general, criticizing anybody who criticizes Israel. You know, Israel seems to think that it has full slather to do anything it wants against the Palestinian people, and that's the problem. You know, it's saying that other nations don't interfere with Israel politically, with Israel's political moves, but this isn't a political move. What it's doing in Palestine is not based around politics at all. It's land theft. It's a war crime. It's not a political maneuver at all. It's a war crime. And he says that Europeans should be defending the only country in the Middle East who defends European values, but how is committing war crimes and genocide against the Palestinian people and the apartheid state that Israel is defending European values in any way? I mean, it's very typical of him to do this, but it just shows that hopefully the people of the world, at least some countries in the European Union, are waking up to the fact that they cannot continue supporting this country while it's doing what it's doing to Palestine. I mean, Israel's been going out of its way to oppress these people in every way that it can. It's been using the conflict in Syria to, you know, push things against the Palestinians even more, with what we see going on in Al-Aqsa Mosque, the previous story that you just had. This is all part of the same thing. And Israel just wants to be able to get away with anything it can do and condemn any countries that are trying to stop it. And it does it basically through threats, saying that we will stop trading with you, we will stop all the technological advancements, we won't trade with any of this with you, we won't give you any of our technology. So it's trying to hold people over a barrel. And it's also saying that Israel is preventing the Muslim influx into Europe, the migrant influx into Europe. This is completely absurd, because really it's Israel that has created this migrant influx into Europe. You can look at their own documents and they say they had planned to do this for a long time, and that's what we're seeing. So Israel always speaks everything upside down and everything backwards. All the rhetoric that it offers, it's always completely backwards on the ground. It's the most backwards state that we've seen anywhere as far as what it offers to the Western world and what it really is.
Mr. Aiken, we have about a minute left. I'm wondering, do you think that European leaders have the political courage to stand up to Israel at this point?
Well, look, I hope so. I don't know whether they will, because of the hold that Israel has over these countries is the problem. These threats that Israel gives to the European Union are not hollow threats. When it says that Europe will suffer, Europe will implode if it stops trading with Israel, because Israel has such strong ties in all these countries, such strong ties through the financial systems and business dealings in all of these countries. It kind of holds the scene behind, you know, holds sway behind the scenes where people can't see, and it can do all sorts of things on the financial markets to cripple these countries as well. So that's the problem. These are not hollow threats, and it is hopeful that people will stand up and realize that they have to make a stand against this country, because really it's just the standard practices of any mobster. Really, it's just like dealing with a mob on a global scale. Only that mob is Israel.
Okay, Mr. Egan, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us.